Okay, well, what we're looking at now is hopefully what will become an occasional series where a listener or a fan comes on with a little bit of their own playlist. And what I've got this time is I've got Rob Trevor on from Lincolnshire. And,
Mr. Pilkey.
Yeah, so you've picked out five tracks for us today, Rob. And some
I just want to make it like totally clear from the start, because people are going to think what the, if I can say the word, what the hell kind of thing is. I've not gone for the obvious route in. I think you can get a bit repetitive in progress. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Same old acts.
Yeah.
Same old songs. You know, it's difficult with one genre to be different.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, instead of going for the obvious route, get five acts that are loved by progsters and they've got a bit of a prog edge, but aren't your out and out kind of prog bands.
Yeah, well, absolutely. There's certainly some here that I'm not familiar with. In fact, the very first one that you've picked out here is a band called 13 Senses. Now, tell me a little bit about them.
13 Senses. And there goes the voice a bit with the AC, but 13 Senses, Cornish act. In fact, if I'm correct, the only Cornish act to achieve a top 28 in the singles chart.
Really?
Well, obviously, in Devon, like just above, you've got Muse, out and out proggers, new proggers.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing in the scale of, you know, what happened to that band. But the big things were this is about 10 years ago now, on the first album, big things were thought of this act, you know, the next big thing tag came along, as it does every now and then. Unfortunately, the 13 proved to be a bit unlucky. And they never really materialised into what people thought they would do. You know, everyone thought this would be another gossip big cold plate.
Yeah. Well, the track that you've picked up today is a track called Through the Glass. What's the album that's from?
Through the Glass, that's The Invitation.
Right.
The other albums, and I've got notes here because I can't remember them all. Invitation, Contact, Crystal Sounds, A Strange Encounter.
Right.
Now, A Strange Encounter is a very strange album because it was only digital release. And it was a bit, you know, this is a few years ago now.
Yeah.
And
not so
for a band that was considered quite big, it was a bit of a strange route. It was a bit of a radio-ed route, I suppose.
Well, let's have a listen to them now. This is 13 Senses with Through the Glass.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was 13 Senses Through the Glass. Some pretty interesting stuff there, I must admit. Well worth checking out a little bit more. Now, the other big interest that that Rob has got on that his own podcast used to concentrate on is craft beer, which certainly strikes a chord with me. It's one of my great hobbies as well. And Rob's actually got a couple of different ales for us to just sample a bit of while we're on the show.
Yeah.
Right, well, there's a tie into that last round this first one, isn't there?
13, I thought I'd do your head in and give you a 13% ABV.
Well, that's pretty strong. this is a Norwegian three-bean stout, isn't it?
It's brewed with tonka, but not your toy trucks as a kid. No,
well, that's what I thought. I'd never heard of tonka beans, so they're like a coffee bean, aren't they?
It'll hit you in the face. It'll hit you in the nose. The nose will hit you in the nose straight away.
Right.
Powerful aroma.
I'll just try a taste of that now. Give me one second.
Got a bit of sound effect on that.
Oh, right. That's there's a lot of coffee coming through in that, isn't there? There's a lot of coffee.
I don't know if that's a tonka, to be honest, but it's very extraordinary aroma.
Yeah,
it's a very extraordinary nose, not like people have likened it to liquid Bounty Bar.
Yeah, there is. I can get a little bit of coconut in that. Yeah, a little bit of that in as well. A little bit of toffee even. Yeah.
Like you say, tonka, no idea. Never heard of it before, craft beer.
No. Oh, that's quality stuff. That's a quality beer, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, we're not actually following up with a Norwegian band. The band we're following up with this is the Cardiacs, isn't it? A little bit more well-known to people.
Well, I don't know about being Norwegian. You have to have about 10 minutes about that if he's got origins of Norway. No, he's from Kingston-upon-Thames.
Yeah, one of your favourite bands.
It's kind of strange, the kind that we talked about strange before, but it's a kind of a strange act because this is like people, musos in the know, are a massive band who influenced like a Blur. In fact, they supported Blur, but influenced Blur. Radiohead supported the band early on in the career. Now, this is not Cardiacs as such, but they're associated with Cardiacs because this is like, you probably know the name John Paul.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul of the Wired Arts. I don't know if he came to the tension. See, with the Cardiacs, he seemed to be like a group of friends who record together, pop up in each other's bands.
Right.
And I don't know, this is 89 and a very rare album called Four Little Boys, which I can't even get my hands on. This is only available on YouTube. Absolutely ridiculous. You can't get it anywhere.
So
I don't know if it came to the attention of Tim Smith. Because very Cardiacs kind of sound.
Right.
And so Bob Leaf are in this band and John Paul. And what did they pop up on the next few, I think, the remaining Cardiacs albums, which was, I think, three or four.
Right. So what's the name of this band then?
What name they this is Ad Nauseam.
They go under Ad Nauseam, right. Okay, and the name of the track from the obscure album is?
Oh, God, here we go. Fluttery, it's something like Fluttery, I should have not in the notes. It's Fluttery Arts and something things. don't quote it.
So,
I've not been drinking, honestly.
Yeah, so yeah, a very rare track there from Ad Nauseam. Let's check this out for a little bit of Cardiacs influence. Tommy feeling warm on the floor. Right, that's the sound of the very rare ad nauseam. If you like the sound of that, it's very cardiac-ish, definitely. So if you like the sound of that, good luck tracking it down. It's the title had fluttery hearts in it somewhere, so... So a little bit of a Google might just find that for you. The next up, we've got a guy called Sufjan Stevens. That's S-U-F-J-A-N. That's a name that I know, but it's not somebody whose music I'm familiar with. If you can fill us in a little bit.
Again, this is a kind of solo artist. He's not out and out prog, but he makes concept albums. I think his plan was to make a concept album for every state in the USA. Okay. he manages only a couple, as far as I know, and that's Illinois' album, which is the one I own, and Michigan, which is his own city, own state, is it? I don't know.
So, 48 to go, then. Yeah.
He's a bit of a folk pop artist. You know, if you know the Danny Warhol's album, Urban Bohemia album, it's a bit of a concept kind of journey through kind of extraordinary pockets of Americana.
Right.
You meet along your way on your travels in certain states.
Right, well, and this is a two-part track that you've selected here with the...
I thought the instrumental was a bit too little. That's about 2 minutes long, so I thought I'd go into this obvious Slade connection.
City. I've got the adequate committee. Well, 'cause where have your laws gone? I think about it now.
Sufjan Stevens there. Apologies if I've pronounced that wrong. It's I assume it's Sufjan rather than Sufjan.
It's the alcohol, Steve. Blame it on the alcohol.
I've been known to pronounce names wrong before, and it won't be the last time. Anyway, the next one we've got is something that's a familiar song, but if not a familiar band. We've got a Rush cover here, a cover of the song Xanadu by a band called Silver Sun. So if you can let us know a little bit about this peculiar...
Well, Silver Sun, I don't know that much about. They're from Camden Town. Made a few albums starting in the late 90s, came to my attention. I think it was the single Lava. Then, obviously, like being a Rush band then, you know, a long-term Rush band, I thought, this is interesting. And, you know, because I knew the sound, so I thought, this could be either be great or you know, the what's it? Luckily, it turned out to be quite a brilliant cover. And this is a covers EP. This is never featured on an album, as far as I know. This is like three covers on an EP, this being one of them. It's short and down, but it's like, you know, it's up-tempo.
Right. Well, let's check it out, see what they do with it. This is Silver Sun with the run-through Xanadu. Well, that's a bit of a Canadian influence there via Camden Town, though, with Silver Sun with their quite aggressive and lively run through Xanadu. And again, we've got a little bit of a beer tasting moment now, which again is linked to the song because we've got a
it's
Canadian...
It's all contractual. It's all contractual, and that being obviously Rush Canadian Band, this is probably the number one. People are calling it the number one star in the world at the moment.
It's a Canadian breakfast stout, isn't it?
Shot on CBS. Yeah. This is Canadian breakfast stout, and it is one amazing bit.
And this is actually 11.7%, isn't it? So a little bit weaker. I'm going to try this right now.
You can get the maple straight away.
You could get the maple syrup, and you also get vanilla in there as well.
It ages out. I aged it for a couple of months, and it aged out, and the wood of the maple came through. Absolute glorious.
Do you know, I think I actually prefer that to the Norwegian stuff. I think that's the better of the two.
I said, it is probably number one stout in the world at the moment. No one probably would have heard of it. It's the same root beer as the legendary KBS, which is Kentucky Bourbon Stout.
Right.
Again, a bit of a connection, American state, to the last, to the Susie and Stevens one.
Right.
This is the same root beer, but this just takes it to all, this is barrel-aged and takes it to a whole new different level.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few people out there licking their lips right now at the thought of it, but we must press on with the music, and what you've got next is a band called Uberman, who is it's a name I've heard of, but I don't know much about.
Absolute massive fan of this band and its offshoots. Came to my attention in the late 90s, again, the label of the next big thing never really happened for them. It's made up of Dan Popplewell, Stephen and the Flat Brothers, and the absolutely angelic female singer called Sophie Cherney, all from your neck of the woods. The offshoots, very similar named, Uberon, again with an extremely low profile album release of something silly like 200 signed copies, which I have three of. Recycled copies. Don't know how I managed that one, but then they went on to Dan Popplewell and Sophie Cherney went on to the Magic Theatre, which is a bit of chamber pop feel.
Right.
Wonderful track called London Town. If you want to, anyone wants to check that one out, it's a bit like Golden Brown, but maybe just a touch poppier.
Right. Okay. And what's the Uberman track you got for us today? What album is it from? What's the track?
This is from the debut album Magic Treehouse. One of the most well-known tracks. In fact, I think it was a single, Million Suns.
Million Suns. Right.
That's S-U-N-S.
S-U-N-S. Yeah, Suns, as in yeah.
Again, mixing in with the Silver Sun.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have a listen to that. So, thanks a lot, Rob, for going through these. You certainly introduced me to a bit of new stuff and hopefully a few people out there. So cheers for your time.
I can ruthlessly plug my Facebook. You get this kind of same thing on my Facebook. Just look for Rob Trevor. And
right.
So if you want to use it like this, but with other prog stuff too, then Rob Trevor,
Okay, right.
And thanks for the opportunity, Steve.
Absolutely. And this is Uberman coming up now with the Million Suns.
A star in heaven knows my name. I hope to God she feels the same. She's a sentinel of time. It's all too valuable to hide. You shine with the light on.
That was Million Suns by Uberman there, the last of Rob Trevor's picks. And thanks to Rob for doing that.